the little scenario that I'll never forget. The other night when I walked in and little Evelyn, Dave and Ayesha's little girl, was standing up in her, and it looked just like a prison to me. You know, that little bed that's got the little rungs all in it. You know, she's standing up there holding the rungs, looking out, just screaming at the top of her lungs. And Dave and Ayesha's both in the bedroom with her, and they're not concerned at all. They're doing something else. She's just screaming. I said, Dave, I said, what's wrong with your baby? He said, oh, Thurman, she hadn't figured out how blessed she is yet. You know, but I said, that's me. That's me. I mean, here I am, a child of God, and when something don't go just right, I'm sitting there screaming, you know, fussing about everything. And the Lord's saying, son, you hadn't figured out how blessed you are yet. You know, here I've blessed you with good health, a long life. I've given you your heart's desire. You got a house to sleep in, a bed to lay in at night. You got water that runs at the tap, both hot and cold. You got a car to drive. How much more do you want? In fact, he could say, you know, I could take that away. You know it? Ooh, that's okay, Lord. I repent. I don't want to take it away. I love having cold water at the tap when I need it, or hot water at the tap. I love walking in the kitchen and decide, let's see, what would I like? Open the refrigerator now. Which one of these would I like to eat today instead of opening it up? And or there's not a refrigerator. None at all. You know, we could be no refrigerators. We're not only that, we could have no food in the kitchen. Then he said, I wonder how you would like that. I'll tell you how I would like it. I wouldn't like it. Would you? Is anything I like to be able to eat and drink when I want to eat and drink. I don't. Whew. So the Lord says, well, you need to be enthusiastic when you serve me. You need to thank me pretty regularly. Because he says here in verse 8, remember that the Lord will reward each of us for the good we do. He's not going to reward you if you don't do good. How many of you have, some of you have been employees or employers, and how many of you, if you were an employee, that your employer came around and gave you gifts on a regular basis when you were the lousiest employee they ever had? What gift do you get when you're the lousiest employee there ever was? You get a pink slip. Is that right? We need to make a cut. I mean, oh, Thurman, he's the lousiest guy we got on. If we need to make a cut, get rid of him. He ain't no good. And whoever's in management, they know, don't they? You know, or if you are the best, if they said, we need to make a cut. Somebody said, well, Tom's getting older. Oh, don't cut him. I mean, he's the best employee we got. Don't you dare cut him. Now, see, they know, don't they? They know exactly what you're doing. So, and who is behind all of this? The Lord is. Absolutely, the Lord is. Now, then, verse 9. Let's go to verse 9 here. And in the same way, you masters, or your employers, must treat your slaves or your employees right. See, this is not a one-way street, is it? You can't be mean to the employees. Why did unions come into existence? Because employers were mean to the employees. They treated them like dirt. If they had of all been Christians, we would have never had to have had a union, and everybody would have treated everybody right. But they don't do that. And so in the same way, you masters or you employers, you must treat your slaves or your employees right. Don't threaten them. Remember, you both have the same master in heaven. And he has no favorites. What? Frank, you mean me and him, me and you's not his favorites? Unfortunately, we're not, are we? He does love us, though, doesn't he? He loves us with all his heart. But if you do a good job, he will reward you. If you don't, he won't. And he has no favorites, does he? Absolutely not. He has no favorites. Now then, we're going to Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. And we're going to talk about this full armor of God that God's made available to us. And the way Paul explained it here, so we can be these kind of employees and work our masters, whatever, because there is a full armor of God that he's given us so we can walk where he wants us to walk as his sons and daughters. And if we're an employer, he wants us to be a good one. If we're the employee, he wants us to be a good one. And he has provided us this full armor to be able to walk there. Verse 10 says, a final word. Be strong with the Lord's mighty power. And you can't get a greater power than his power. Put on all of God's armor, so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies and tricks of the devil. Now, first of all, who made the devil? God did. All things were made by him and for him, and nothing exists, whether it be invisible or visible, whether it be principalities or powers, all things were made by God and for him and for his purpose on this earth. The Scripture says. That's exactly what the Scripture says. He has made the devil. Somebody said, well, why in the world would God make the devil? You ever wonder why God says that the devil's job is to steal, kill, and to destroy? In other words, there's no love in the devil. He couldn't have put compassion in his heart. Because if he, on you and me, God put compassion on in us and in us. Now, with compassion in here, some of you, men or women, you could not, if I mean, let's say, for instance, there was a little puppy laying there that got run over, and he was suffering, and you knew that puppy was going to die. And somebody says, why don't you just go ahead and get him out of his misery and kill him? There is both men and women, because of the love and the compassion that's put in their heart, there's no way you could finish that little guy off. You know he's going to die anyway. But there's no way you could kill him. Is that right? There's some of you that couldn't. Some of you that couldn't. And you think, I could not kill that little thing. Why? Because of compassion in your heart. Now, the Lord didn't put any compassion in the devil's. He gave him a job to steal, kill, and to destroy. And under the law, whenever God made the law, when we broke the law, it opened the door or the gate, so to say, for the devil to come and attack us. If you were a liar, then there was a demon that attacked you because of lying. I mean, he would attack your throat, all kinds of things. There is a demon, just like in the Book of Wisdom, in the Catholic Bible, it goes so far to say the parts of our body that we use to sin with, that is the parts that will be attacked. So that's why, as I read these kind of things and learn these kind of things, I've learned that if you, just like the other day, Cheryl and I was out of town, and this little woman came up with three little children. And she said, I need for you to pray. They have diagnosed me with cancer. What kind was it? The female organs? Ovarian cancer, yeah. Ovarian cancer. My first question with these three little children, I said, woman, where is your husband? She said, he's in prison. I said, okay, you got a husband, he's in prison. So I said, let me ask you this question, let's just be very blunt. You got three children. I said, are you having sex with another man while your husband's in jail? And she said, yes. I said, that's what I thought. I said, that's why you have ovarian cancer. I said, now you're going to die with ovarian cancer if you keep it up, and you're going to leave three little babies out here to die to fend for themselves. Because the man you're having sex with, he is not going to take care of those children when you die. I said, there is a demon that's been sent to you to torment you because of your sin. Now see, this beast, if he was compassionate, and he comes up and looks at this woman and says, but this woman's got three babies. If I kill her, she's going to leave three little children that ain't going to have nobody to meet their need. He said, I can't do that to her. No, God didn't put that in him. If you commit that sin, that devil's going to get you. He don't care if he's going to leave three babies out there or not. He don't care. He only come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Are you getting the picture? He come to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, if that was you, and God says, Terry, I want you to go over and kill that woman, put cancer on her, you go over and look and say, but Lord, she got three babies. I've had three babies. I know what it's like. Lord, I can't do it. See, that's why he didn't send you to do that job. Because, see, you've got compassion in your heart But the devil don't have that. He come to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so if that woman's committing sexual immorality, he don't care. He has the legal right to attack her, and he's going to kill her with ovarian cancer, and that's his job. Because she's breaking the rules. God clearly said in His Word, there's not to be one drop of sexual immorality found among my children. Did He not? Said it over and over and over. And we'll get to some of those in the Scriptures today. But He told us a lot of things to do, and we don't do it. And so we open the door to these devils. So God is telling us here, put on all of the armor of God. So you can be that good employee, that good employer, so you can walk free of all this. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all strategies and tricks of the devil. Because the devil, he will come to you. This beast, what I've learned about these tests, he'll come to you and say, you know, your husband's in prison. Don't you miss your sexual relationship with your husband? Maybe you ought to go over here to this guy. He would be willing to help you out while your husband's gone. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth, you know it? And he'll put them thoughts in your mind. You know that devil will do that to you? I mean, in fact, the one thing that is probably the hardest thing for any one of us to control is our sexuality. You know, I mean, Paul told us, he said, that's why some of you, you know, if you can't control it, get married. You know, and he said, a lot of you can't control it. So he said, don't go and lust and burn, get married. You know, and so that's why God made male and female. You know, and so that's the way it is. So you put on this, all these strategies of the devil. Oh, the devil, you know, he'll come to you and he'll say, you know, don't tell her the truth. Tell a little lie. That thought will just come to you just as clear. You're fixing to tell the truth. And the devil said, but if you tell him the truth, you're going to get in trouble. If you tell him you bought that dress and it cost $515, you know he's going to blow his stack. You tell him you bought it off of eBay for $29 and he won't never know the difference, and he won't be near as mad. Y'all know where I'm coming from.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.